We are going to welcome in a Hall of Fame running back. He was tremendous in his days as a Dallas Cowboy. Let's say hello to Tony Dorsett because he's got some great things going with Hunt Auctions. Let me throw it out there for all the listeners, huntauctions.com. Make sure you check it out because there'll be NFL auction, Super Bowl 50 live auction event in San Francisco. It's going to be tremendous. Tony, Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chain, Sirius XM, Tony. NFL Radio. Great to talk to you. How you been?
It's good to be here. You know, I've been a part of the festivities and all for Super Bowl 50, and also, like you said, hunt auctions. You know, I got a lot of stuff that's going to be out there being auctioned off as well. So, you know, I'm just enjoying it. Taking it all in.
And with another great Gale Sayers, you and him are getting together doing all these collectible items that you'll be auctioning off. And when you check out, you know, some of the greats like a Gale Sayers, you know, now you look at the current running backs that are even playing in this game. When you look at a big guy like a Jonathan Stewart, maybe just your thoughts on the current running back position in the NFL.
Well, it's about as good as it's ever been. You know, these guys are. They know what they're doing. They know how to tuck it and run it, and they know how to make people miss, you know. And the thing about it is, they know how to take care of their bodies and to get themselves ready for the next week coming up, you know. So that's more impressive to me than anything. You know, the game itself doesn't change a whole lot. Players maybe get a little bigger at times, but the thing about it is, the guys are being able to. You know, take care of their bodies and do the right things and be able to come in and step in and play week after week. You know, that's the thing, you know, when you talk about great runners and all that, you know, because can you stand the test of time? You know, can you get out there week after week, year after year, and bring it the way they want you to bring it?
Well, let's welcome in the president of Hunt Auctions, David Hunt. And what's it like to have two Hall of Fame running backs to get these memorable items that anybody out there in the general public who are huge NFL fans can get their hands on?
Pretty cool lineup, right? I don't think you get two better running backs. I mean, it's an honor to be involved with people like Tony and Gale, who not just are doing, obviously, celebrating their great careers, but the work they're doing off the field. I mean, Tony's proceeds benefiting Minnie's Pantry, a portion of them, and Gale's doing the Gale Sayers Foundation. And then the great part is partnering with NFL Auction, the thing's coming right from the field, like last year's Super Bowl kickoff ball, game-worn jersey from Peyton Manning,
wow.
And lots of the other greats. Those proceeds go to NFL Auction charity. So it's an awesome event that's really grown over the 8 years we've done it and does a lot of good work as well.
Tony, you look like you're in shape, like you can play. I'm sitting there going, this guy looks like he can still go.
I'm in pretty good shape, but that's a deceiving look, though, man. I can't take another hit. Mm-hmm. Don't want another hit.
Well, you made a lot of guys miss.
But you
got any that left?
I can do that, Steve.
Yeah, I know you can cut back and out the door.
I can do that for sure.
The Pats has a contest because Jim Brown told him if it was fourth and one on the one, Jim Brown said he could get it in. We asked Hall of Famer John Riggins, who was here earlier, if it was fourth and one on the one, could he get it in? And what did Jim Brown say, Pat?
Well, Jim Brown had the greatest line. I said, okay, I'm asking every great running back this question. So you got the question. So I said, you look to me like you could score from the 1 yard line. And he goes, Pat, from the three. He was like, everyone else, like Riggins goes, no, man, that's all illusion. I can't do it. There's nothing left. He goes, right at me, Jim Brown of all, from the three. You kidding me?
When it comes to getting the items, as you mentioned, the opening kickoff ball last year, is it right away, as soon as it's kicked on the field, you're out there swiping it and they're putting it in a spot where nobody else can touch it, so you're able to auction off these great items, David?
Well, a little bit. NFL Auctions program does authenticate everything, which is obviously important. Everything we're selling is guaranteed to be authentic, and they hold the better things back for this Super Bowl auction. So this was collected last year, but it's sort of become an annual rite of passage where we have the flip coin, the ball, the jerseys, all kinds of great things for the fans the following year.
What's the craziest item that has been auctioned off? Said, the flip coin?
I think the one cool thing, the year the Saints won, the onside kick, which obviously flipped that whole game around, we actually had that ball.
Wow.
And it was estimated 1,002. It brought almost 15,000 because obviously as a Saints piece, can't get much better.
Right.
What are you doing with yourself these days, Tony?
I've been a papa. I'm a family man now. You know, I got three daughters that are at home. Well, two at home now. One's moved out and doing her own thing. But I got two daughters, and I'm going to a lot of soccer games and track meets and Genesis Theater. My one of daughters is in the theater and all that stuff. So I'm just being a family man, trying to stay healthy, to take care of myself. You know, with some of the issues that I've had, you know, with some things. But, you know, it's all good. You know, it's for the most part.
Do you think about your impact even on, say, the Pitt Panther and the university there? Because LeSean McCoy came out of there, and a lot of guys will go to Pitt just because of really your legacy and what you've done.
Well, I helped the University of Pittsburgh. I helped them recruit, and matter of fact, I may even get more involved with them, you know, here in the near future. You know, we're working on some things right now, being that you mentioned it, but... Mm-hmm. You know, that's my home as well. You know, I my hometown is not far from there. I got my mom is still there, and I got a home there. So, you know, if I can get back in that part of the country and do some things and help my university at the same time, but I mean, man, what a blessing that would be for me.
Well, great stuff. Go to huntauctions.com. David, thanks for sharing all the memorabilia items that you have for auction. Tony Dorsett, continued success, and always good to have Hall of Famers here.
It's always good to be here, man, to be spending some time with you guys. You guys do great interviews, and don't forget Hunt Auction.
You're the wrapping-up guy. Just close it.
Tony Dorsett,
like
everybody, the president of Hunt Auctions, David Hunt as well. We've got plenty more to come. We've got more great guests. Derek Carr is going to join us to kick off the fourth and final hour of Moving the Chains. Oakland Raiders running back Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, as we continue live from Radio Row from Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco, California. Don't change that dial. Keep it right here on the Great Channel 88.
This is SiriusXM NFL Radio.